This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Union Cabinet today approved a comprehensive package of 69,725 crore rupees to revitalize India's shipbuilding and maritime ecosystem. Briefing media New Delhi, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, the decisions taken in today's cabinet meeting cover several sectors.
Decisions taken in today's cabinet meeting cover several sectors, railways, highways, railway bonus matters, and shipbuilding. Major reforms include a fellow program for our human resources and research and development activities, along with an increase in the number of seats in medical education.
Mr. Vaishnav said the package to revitalize India's maritime ecosystem introduces a four-pillar approach designed to strengthen domestic capacity, improve long-term financing, and promote greenfield and brownfield shipyard development. The government also approved payment of productivity-linked bonus of 78 days for over 1,865 crore rupees to 10.91 lakh railway employees. It has approved the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research, Council of Scientific and Industrial Research Scheme on Capacity Building and Human Resource Development. The Cabinet has cleared major expansion of postgraduate and undergraduate medical education capacity in the country. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs today approved doubling of the Bhaktiarpur-Rajgir-Tilaya Railway Line section in Bihar. It also approved construction of four-lane Sahebganj-Areraj-Betia section on NH-139W in Bihar on hybrid annuity mode. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar hosted a high-level meeting of Global South countries in New York on the sidelines of the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar called for utilizing existing forums to strengthen consultations among the Global South with a view to enhance solidarity and encourage collaboration.
We today approach world affairs united and through a broad set of principles and concepts. And these include, one, fair and transparent economic practices that democratize production and enhance economic security. A stable environment for balanced and sustainable economic interactions, including more South-South trade, investment and technology collaborations. Resilient, reliable and shorter supply chains that would reduce dependence on any single supplier or on any single market.
On the sidelines of the high-level meeting, Dr. Jaishankar met with his counterparts from Singapore, St. Lucia and Somalia. He also interacted with his Dutch counterpart, David Van Wiel, where he had an insightful conversation on European strategic positioning and India's approach. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is in great spot to expand its clean energy over the next 5 years. The minister was addressing the US-India Strategic Partnership Forum in New York. Mr. Goyal said the government expects to increase its trade with the US on energy products in the upcoming years. Mr. Goyal said India and the US can plan to collaborate on nuclear power. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has encouraged citizens to actively participate in the online auction featuring a curated collection of gifts received by him during various official programs and engagements. In a social media post, the Prime Minister noted that the proceeds of the auction will contribute to the Namami Gange initiative, India's flagship program for the conservation and rejuvenation of the river Ganga. Super typhoon Ragasa has wreaked havoc in Taiwan, Hong Kong, Philippines and South China, leaving a trail of widespread destruction. 14 people died and 18 were injured in Taiwan. 4 people lost their lives in Philippines as it halted life on the southern Chinese. In China's Guangdong province, classes, production, public transportation and business operations were suspended as the typhoon Ragasa approached. Ragasa is moving gradually away from Hong Kong but continues to lash the city with hurricane force winds. In men's T20 Asia Cup cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in a super four-stage encounter at Dubai this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Today's winner will confirm the place in the finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.